something which is not COVID-19 related, but something in which we as South Africans can take pride, I think, is the successful launch of two NASA astronauts to the International Space Station using SpaceX, Elon Musk's company, SpaceX's reusable Falcon 9 rocket. This is the first instance of a commercial manned launch. Professor Leratordi Liu is an astrophysicist at UNISA and on the line to us now. Prof, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you. And yourself up there in the north?
Doing great, yes. And very excited as well.
I mean, apart from the sort of vicarious pride we can take in that somebody who grew up in South Africa was responsible, had the vision and had the finance to put this together, just in terms of the technical, the historical aspect of it, a commercial manned launch, how significant is that?
It's massively significant, in my opinion. I mean, first, the reason to go this way was because the program was a little bit cumbersome in the sense because it was a government program. The agency was doing it, NASA, and so how to make it more cost efficient and also how to innovate it. So those things are really, really important. Another interesting thing, I guess, also about potentially how you bring in private funds into something like this, because as missions that were run by government, you couldn't really, take private citizens on such missions, for example. Like we can't fly, private people on our government aircraft, for example.
Yeah.
And so that this opens that opportunity. So it's also very, very important in that way that you diversify the operations and who can be involved.
So, I mean, SpaceX has been involved in unmanned launches, commercial and military satellites, not military so often, but they have done. They've put into orbit commercial satellites, military satellites, at a significantly reduced cost from what was previously charged. And they're looking to make a significant amount of money out of this. I mean, they're looking at 15 commercial missions this year, and they're looking at somewhere around $1.5 billion in launch revenue. So it's, apart from being patriotically exciting and perhaps technically exciting, it's also commercially very significant.
Oh, yes, indeed. Very much so. And so I think over 80 flights that they've done up to this point. And Elon Musk, the South African, he actually holds three citizenships, the message from our president just said. And one of those is South African. So he's still South African citizen. He didn't just grow up here. And it was just interesting to listen to him reflecting on what you just said. The success up to this point. And he was saying how the first flight was like, didn't go to plan, and they were quite wondering, if it will make it, and how he needed to support that financially to be able to go to the next stage. So they've actually done a lot to be able to get here. And commercially it's been really a great success, but not without hurdles.
And, of course, his ultimate goal is still a manned mission to Mars. But despite the success of what happened over the weekend, it's a long, 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 long time before that first commercial manned mission to Mars is going to happen.
Yes. So the first stage will be, beyond the shuttle, the space station, will be going to the moon. And it was impressive to hear him say that he sees that happening in 2 years and a latest 4 years. And apparently that part of the program has already gotten funding. And then based on the success of that, then you might start working on the plan to Mars. So quite impressive. And also the return to the moon this time will include taking some women. So it will also be first, a flight for first woman on the moon. So exciting, and possibly first private client as well going to the moon and then on to Mars.
Thank you very, very much. Professor Lerotori Liu is an astrophysicist at UNISA and an excited astrophysicist at UNISA.